You're listening to Artbeat on RTR FM 92.1. I'm Beck Bowman. I'm going to be with you until 12 o'clock this afternoon. We are coming to the end of Perth Festival for 2022, which means it's time for the Writers' Weekend. This year it's happening at the Fremantle Arts Centre, and tomorrow on the South Lawn, Jacqueline Maley will be appearing via live stream in conversation with Victoria Midwinter Pitt. Jacqueline Maley is a senior journalist with the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age newspapers, but she's also written a novel. The Truth About Her examines the ethical questions raised by the practice of journalism today, including the moral responsibilities from the reporter to the subject of their work. Jacqueline, welcome.
Hi, Beck. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you so much for making time this morning to talk to us. Your work, The Truth About Her, is, I guess it's kind of a fictional response to your real life work in a way.
Yeah, it is a little bit. The protagonist is a journalist, as am I, and she deals with a kind of a story that she writes, an expose of a wellness blogger who's claimed to heal herself from cancer by her diet. Yeah, so she does an expose of this young woman that has sort of drastic consequences, and the rest of the novel sort of spools out those consequences for the protagonist, Susie, in her real life, and forces her into a sort of reckoning with some of the choices that she's made in her life. So It's a story, but it's also, there's a bit of a reflection in there about how we use other people's stories, who has the right to tell people's stories, and the impact that those stories can have, and also, I suppose, the stories that we tell ourselves about our own lives. So I just sort of wanted to explore all of that in a fictional context, which I just found interesting.
Absolutely. I think that also, there's a chance to maybe be more realistic about these things when it's fictional. It gives you that space to kind of take a step back and go, okay, but no, really, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, no, you've nailed it. There's a truth, there's an emotional truth, and a kind of moral truth, if I can use that word, to fiction that you can't really tackle in journalism, because you're bound bound by the very worthy sort of values of objectivity and it's a facts-based medium, as it should be. But I just sort of was interested in exploring some of the nuance behind the fact that journalists often write stories that destroy people's lives, I suppose. And, we show up on the worst day of some people's lives, and we tell those stories, and people read those stories because they have drama and conflict and sort of and baddies in them, and and wrongful behaviour that people enjoy reading about, and journalism wouldn't exist without. But it's sort of a complicated relationship sometimes.
And do you think perhaps there's a tendency to exaggerate some of that drama and some of the good versus evil when those stories are brought to air? I guess I'm thinking particularly about some of the real life instances that your book is kind of exploring. This kind of examination of what's happening on the surface without perhaps going deeper into what's happening underneath for that individual.
Yeah, well, I think there's corners of journalism that do that kind of stuff or attempt to do it. So, feature writing and long form journalism, I suppose, delves more into background and the reasons why people behave in a certain way, and even might do sort of character or personality portraits of the major actors in a story. But I mean, it's not really the job of journalism to do that kind of stuff. I think that's probably the job of fiction, to look at nuance and the complexities of human behaviour and human motivation. Journalism is much more of a reporting medium, and so and that's, I would say, sort of as it should be. That's what most journalists sort of tend to try to do, I think.
If you've just tuned in, we are talking to Jacqueline Maley. She is the author of a novel called The Truth About Her, and she will be appearing via live stream for this weekend's Writers' Festival. Jacqueline, how, as much as you drew on your experience as a reporter, what did you have to do to get yourself out of that mindset of being being a journalist and into the mindset of being a writer of fiction?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question because it was quite hard. You're very institutionalised when you've when you're a journalist. You know, you have to write in a certain way. You can't give way to creative flourishes too much. You know, because you might look like a bit pretentious or like you're trying too hard. You've obviously got huge word limits. You've got if you're doing reporting, you've kind of got a pyramid type structure where you put the most important stuff at the top. And fiction writing obviously has completely different conventions. So it took me a while to adjust. And I mean, I've always read a lot of fiction, so I think you sort of sponge up a lot of stuff just by osmosis when you're reading fiction a lot. But I definitely, I had to remind myself that I could relax, that I had a long time to tell a story, that, you know, pacing and tension is very important, so you're not trying to shove all the good stuff at the front like you are with a shorter journalism piece. And also I just sort of had to free myself. I had to, you know, stop writing with the thought of someone looking over my shoulder so much, and free myself a little bit from the sort of tyranny of a readership, if that doesn't sound weird, because I wrote this novel sort of pretty much in obscurity without thinking much about who would read it, whereas with journalism you're thinking very much about the fact that it'll be published the next day. So all of those things, and also I just had to remind myself that I could make as much stuff up as I wanted. It sounds crazy, but you know, I was sort of like, I can take whatever flight of fancy that I want and I can do whatever I want on the page. There's an enormous freedom to it, as long as it coheres as a story and is plausible within the world of the novel. I can do whatever the hell I want. So yeah, so it was very liberating.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, how did that feel?
It feels really liberating. Like I didn't have a lot of personal liberty at the time when I was writing this book. I was a single parent and I had a very small child, and I often felt the lack of that personal liberty. Mm-hmm. Like I couldn't just go out, I couldn't just go overseas. Sometimes you can't even really go for a walk, you know. So I sort of did a lot of roaming through the writing of the book, in an imaginative sense, and I really loved that. It was wonderful.
Jacqueline, do you think that you will continue to write fiction? Do you feel like you've got like this split loyalties now? You've got your journalism and your fiction writing, and which one will you choose?
Yeah, I really do. I do feel a bit split. I am writing another book, although the sort of, the difficulties of the pandemic and homeschooling and whatnot have interrupted productivity at certain points. But yeah, no, so I am writing another book, and obviously I continue as a working journalist, and I love doing both, and I think one probably informs the other, because you do get a lot of ideas for fiction when you're reading the news and you're sort of immersed in the news, because we glance over things relatively briefly in the news and in newspapers, but fiction, obviously, you know, you can sort of jump on something and explore it at much greater depth. So I'm hoping that both will continue to cross-fertilise each other, and certainly I don't want to give up my day job, because it's a really fun day job and it's very social, but at times I must admit I do feel split loyalties.
Well, we're very glad that you have made the time to create at least one other loyalty with this book, and that you're going to be making the time to talk to us about it here in Perth. Jacqueline Maley's novel is The Truth About Her. If this sounds like something that interests you, I know that it definitely has tricked my interest. Get down to the Perth Festival, Writers Festival at Fremantle Arts Centre tomorrow afternoon, and listen to Jacqueline Maley talk more about her book and about the practice of journalism today and how it's intertwined in this novel. Jacqueline, thank you so much for making the time to talk to us on ArtBeat today.
Thank you so much for having me, Beck.
You are listening to ArtBeat on RTRFM 92.1.